Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
All right, it is now 11 hours down. 11 hours down. Reggie and I have been in since 6 a.m. It is now 5 o'clock, and we have 1 hour, folks. 1 hour. Let's go. Tell some friends, tell some people, let everybody know we are trying to get to at least 10K on the money side. We are just under 8,000. All right, I believe we can pull this off. We are trying to get to at least 10,000. You don't have to stop there, but we are just over $2,000 under that, and we want to get to that. And who are we helping?
The Houston Food Bank.
That's right.
Which is means we're helping the people of Houston. By the way, thanks to Derwin, thanks to Mark, thanks to Gregory on the donations. You know we try and shout you out when you donate, so if that's a little bit of incentive. But also very much thanks to some partners that helped us out.
Shout out to A1 Check Casting.
A1 Check Casting for matching $1,000 in this time period. That's been clutch as well. That's going to be very helpful for us. But yeah, we greatly appreciate the work that the Houston Food Bank does and your willingness to help support us. But you can support us a little bit stronger in this last push. You got 30 minutes on the auction site, mind
That's
you.
Right.
And buddy,
actually 27.
It's getting hot and heavy over there. You bet. If you have a bid on there, you need to go and double check and make sure that you're actually going to make this. It feels like this is where you've been on eBay before, where it's the last day, it's the last hour, it's the last few minutes where it goes back and forth. You better go check your investment and see if you can get this up. Especially these dinners, man. These dinners. I know that the Painted Pendergast dinner is going crazy right now.
That's right.
And look, I'm telling you, if it looks like you might not get that Painted Pendergast dinner, chop it up with In the Loop. You still got the drive dinners there as well.
That's right.
Area 45, and those are at Federal Grill and then Oak and I, respectively. So check in with those as well. But the man who I imagine has to be gaining a lot of vanity from this happening right now, joining us on the phone line from somewhere in the contiguous United States. He is the man. He is the Pendergast of Payne and Pendergast fan. It is Sean Pendergast. Sean, I hope that you, please don't gloat. Please don't.
Dude, this is crazy. Okay, so I'm sitting in my rental car outside of a winery in Richland, Washington, Washington State. And my wife is inside the winery right now, and she's fine because the two things she loves most in life is me and wine. So she's with at least one of those things right now. So she's fine. But this is crazy, dude. I'm watching on my phone. I'm looking at these auctions for two reasons. One, as you allude to, Reggie, I'm very anxious to see what the Payne and Pendergast dinner goes for here eventually. And there are at least two people that are battling it out right now, and it's like
aggressive.
It's like watching the debt ticker in Times Square, man. Like this is. It's. I'm watching. It just went over $3,000.
It did. Ours has been still.
I got in my car and it was at 2470. It's at 3050. It just got $30 more. It's like this is wild.
Okay, Sean. Damn it. All right.
No. Show. I'm gonna sweeten the pot here in a second.
Whoa.
I want to also say that I am the high bidder right now for the Yordan Alvarez autographed picture of, like, the panoramic picture of Daikin Park. I would love nothing more than somebody to punk me for that. Not because I don't want it, or else I wouldn't have bid on it, but that would mean more money for the Houston Food Bank. So if you're looking to swipe something out of my hands, then go get that Yordan Alvarez autographed Daikin Park picture.
Don't swipe that out of his hands. I might be giving the game away. Alvarez autographed bat is unbid for right now.
That's unbelievable. I heard you guys saying that. We were listening. Amy and I were listening from the road. And I heard you guys say that. That's nuts. That's crazy.
Sean and Seth's dinner just went up four times in Sean's
like
last
30
answer.
Seconds.
Okay. So obviously we've got at least two people here that are super motivated to buy this dinner.
And I would say the person that doesn't win, hey, you if you're not, hey, you can swing that right on over to our donation page right there.
Yeah. Because there will only, I will say this to those two people, there will only be one of these. Last year, Seth and I ended up doing two of them. The Carrabba's one, Johnny handed this one to me, like, personally. So I have one. That's it. So, but this is what I want to do to sweeten the pot, to help the Houston Food Bank. We are going to make this a completely immersive day in the life of Sean Pendergast experience, okay? This is going to start not at Carrabba's. Whoever wins this, you and your friend are going to come over to my. I live like across the street and a couple blocks over from the original Carrabba's. You're going to come to my building first. You're going to valet there. You're going to come up to my place, and we're going to pregame at my place. Whatever drinks, let me know ahead of time. We're going to pregame at my apartment beforehand, and then we're not going to walk over to Carrabba's. This is me personally adding these things in. We're not gonna Uber to Carrabba's. We're gonna Uber X to Carrabba's. We're gonna get like the nice black, you know, like Escalade thing over to Carrabba's. So we look like big shots coming in. We're gonna walk past everybody in line because that's what we do there. And then afterwards, we are gonna go to Lizards where Sean Payne, Reggie, you know Lizards.
Yes.
This is where.
Wow, you're going Lizards in.
We're going to Lizards afterwards, man. We're going to open tab this thing at Lizards afterwards. So we're starting at my place. We're going to Carrabba's. Transportation in the Upper Kirby portion of this auction will be provided by Sean T. Pendergast. And we're going to wind up at Lizards at the end of the night. And I will make sure you get back to your car to go home.
Okay, so now I just realized all we need to do is next year, the Sean Pendergast experience needs to be an experience by itself. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yeah. We can start it right after the show. They could come up to the end of the show, and then we go to Avalon Diner, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get a moderate workout in for about 30 minutes to feel better about ourselves.
Yeah, just the elliptical.
Workout. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then get in a little work. We take a break to do a little bit of work, a little show prep, and then we, you know, maybe get a burger at Bex Prime, and then we do all the stuff that we're going to do anyways on this auction. So I'm watching it right now, guys. The bids are going up again. So, yeah. So that is what I am contributing to this auction. We're going to start out at my in the deluxe apartment in the sky, and then we're going to Uber X over to Carrabba's, look like big shots, and then go to Lizards afterwards.
Man, there it is.
That's my commitment to the kids, man.
There it is, man.
Do you get people to like you this much? Because I'm not going to lie, I'm excited to see the money that's going to roll in for the food bank with this war that's happening. It's hard to not feel a little self-conscious about my dinner sitting stagnant as yours completely skyrockets.
I don't know.
I mean, he's got two guys. They're fighting it out.
They are dueling. In fact, like I wish that I could see both of these people, the I name and the S name. I want to see them at their phones / computers as they go back and forth.
Yeah.
This is a duel. This is a real battle.
Yeah.
This is.
And this is
heavyweight battle right now.
It is. No, this is the, as the great Gorilla Monsoon would say, this is the irresistible force meets the immovable object. This is Hogan and Andre in WrestleMania 3 right now going on. And this is what I don't want these heavyweights to do. Don't sit around and do that eBay thing where you wait till 529 to bid. I want you to keep swinging haymakers at each other. This is for a great cause, for the Houston Food Bank. You keep swinging. And if anybody else wants to jump in and cash in their money in the bank briefcase, we would be fine with that too, you know?
Cashing it in late? You think there's somebody sitting down late to just jump in and fly off the handle?
Ring the bell! Ring the bell, yes!
This is my thing is, if I had this money to go at it that way, and maybe these people are the type of people where you have so much money that I do not accept that I lose, right? Like, I get what I want.
I'm waiting for one of them to just say the hell with
and just put the hell with it on the table. Just put that on the table. I would just start taking other people's auctions. I'd be like, well, you know what I'm going to do? I might not sit down, but I'm going to get this bat and this helmet and this picture over here. Like, I would just start taking everything else off of the table.
It's so funny you say that, Reggie. I was looking at this. Amy and I have been looking at this thing all day. And I said to Amy when we were sitting down at this winery we're at here, as I was getting ready to come out with you guys, I said, if I was somebody who had a lot of money, who loved memorabilia, I would be cherry picking everything off of this auction right now. Like, there are so many awesome things that are at really good numbers right now, where in addition to getting what you want, you're helping out the Houston Food Bank. Like, I can't imagine. That's why I'm in on this. I don't have the kind of money to be able to buy all this Nolan Ryan stuff or this thing that I would love to buy for family members of mine that includes Earl Campbell. Like, but this Yordan thing for myself, selfish as I am, I'm happy to bid on that. I also would be happy for somebody to beat me on that, because it'd be good for the Houston Food Bank. So, but I said that exact same thing to Amy. I'm like, God, there is so much awesome stuff here. And you got 18 minutes to get in and get your hands on it for a great cause. This is just great.
Like, Sean, listen, you've been doing this longer than I have.
We're at 3,600.
And we're having fun. I mean, obviously, Seth and Sean, they've just pulled away here in a major way.
They're going to beat the rest of us together.
We were sitting there even for a little bit there. Then, obviously, you guys just did a Usain Bolt just came striding through here in the last hour.
Wait, can I press pause on this conversation real quick? Because obviously we're under a nice time crunch, and we're going to obviously take donations all the way through 6. Thanks to Mike. Yeah. Thanks to Esther. We still want cash donations in all of this.
We got to get to 10K.
We need to get to 10K there as well. Like, it's cool that we got two rich people. Apparently Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos over here are trying to get sit down with Seth and Sean. That's fine.
I'm just waiting for the loser to swing that on over there.
Yeah, y'all don't worry about them over there. Go ahead and help us raise this money. Because remember, don't forget, lot lost in all this fun. Every dollar, every single dollar that you spend, you know, can bring 3 meals. And so don't think that $10 is too small. No, we would love that in this moment.
I was just saying, Sean, we've been doing this. You've been doing this longer than I have been doing this a while. And it's crazy to, when you look at this, and like, I'm not kidding, like, the highest bids are to come fool around with us. And that blows me away. Like, I mean, like I said, you guys are pulled away. You'll be at $4,000 on your bid by the time I get done talking. But still, us, you know, nearing 2,000 it's wild that there's a Johnny Manziel autographed helmet. There's a J.J. Watt autographed a Battle Red helmet. Yordan, Messi autographed stuff. And you guys have gone for more than what Messi was going to go for.
Often said, Sean and Seth, more important than Lionel Messi.
Yes, I mean, Mike Tyson autographed boxing glove, and the thing that is the most is with us. It's great, or with you.
Well, I mean, look, man, that's the business that we're in.
As I said,
right?
By the way, Sean, we're over 4,000 on that.
I'm looking. Hey, show. I'm looking. It just went from 4,010 to 4,025. Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, they're battling it out in $15 increments. That's what's so funny about this. It's like little jabs. So, like, these are clearly two people. If it's just two that have some human monies, it's just funny to watch. $15. $15. $15. I'm waiting for the like. I'm waiting for the $500 haymaker for somebody to say, you know what, hell, I just want I just want to see what this Lizards place is all about. Yeah,
I'm surprised that someone, because obviously both of these folks have a solid amount of money and obviously have a great heart for the show and for the city of Houston. So I appreciate that. I'm surprised that like 15 minutes ago, somebody didn't just put it on the table and was like, all right, here's five. You know what I mean? Like, just I want you to think you can do this.
These jokers got 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes. Everybody on bids there. You got 15 minutes to get some action in there as that closes at 5:30.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff on here. Like, if you're in your car right now and you're listening and you're someone who likes memorabilia, boy, there are some really cool things that you can get in on here for a great cause. So,
yeah, just text the station, 713-572-4610. Yeah. I will send you the link expeditiously. Yep. You got to go quick.
And we are under $2,000. That's the kick in the last 45 minutes. We're under $2,000 to get to 10K, which will get us close to where we need to get to with everything that we've been doing. We really want to make that push there. Sean, enjoy your holiday. Yep. Enjoy wine wherever you are and wherever you're going over the weekend. And we appreciate you joining us, and you'll be at $5,000 by the time.
I want to appreciate you guys. I think, man, like, you guys doing this stuff makes me so proud to be teammates with you guys. So I wanted to just congratulate you on all this, and obviously this has been an amazing day. Awesome job by you guys.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it. That is Sean Pendergast, one of the best teammates in the business, and a great dude. And you can understand, honestly, we mess around. You can understand why people want to go and tell stories and hear from Seth and Sean. We started with Seth, and we've ended with Sean. Again, guys, you got till 5:30, about 13 more minutes to make bids there, and you can jump in here now.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate you adding more donations to the Houston Food Bank.
There you go. Yes, and again, we are just under 2,000 to try to get to 10K. If we can push that in the final 40 plus minutes, that's where we want to get to.
I see it. I see the potential of reaching the goal, man. I see it.
Yeah, you can see it right there. We're getting close. We appreciate you all so much. Everybody being with us all day. We'll continue right here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon. Before we come back with that, though, DraftKings, it is live in all 50 states, and that means it is live in the great state of Texas. Win or go home, baby. That's where we are. And these games have been crazy, the knockout stage of the World Cup. And they're crazy, but also DraftKings has you covered. And they've got you covered for every single match. And that's because the DraftKings app is now live in Texas. So whether you're catching that thing early, a kickoff before you go into work, or you're getting off work and you're saying, nah, man, let me go around and catch this late one at the bar and grab some drinks. You're going to be there for every minute, every match, every moment, and it's all in one app right here in the great state of Texas. The world's biggest stage is right here in the palm of your hand. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code SPORTS610. You can spend $5 to get 200 in total rewards over 21 days. That's code SPORTS610 in partnership with
Ron Hughley.
All right, you got 6 minutes.
Go.
6 minutes left on the auction site. If you want to go over there and make a last stitch effort to get bids, it is shutting down. It is shutting down at 5:30. Now, you can still make donations on our donation page, and we need to get that to 10K. We are getting closer to 9, but we need to get that to... Oh,
excuse me.
My goodness.
We have gotten that to 10K.
We have gotten there. That means we need to stop, but there it is. So we have gotten to 10K there. Shout out to everybody rolling through there. Shout out to Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. Quit playing around, Lisa. So we are at, let's not stop. We're at nearing, getting close to 11,000 over here on the donations. But again, you got 5 minutes left over here on the auction page where you can continue to place bids. You got these dinners. The dinner with the drive, if you want to get in there, you can still bid in there. The dinner with In the Loop, you can get in there. There's a third bid that just came in, another bid that just came in The Loop. You want to jump in there and try to get in that one. You can still get in with the dinner with Figgy and Brandon Scott with a little extra there. At Comier is a great spot. You can still, I mean, if you want to, you can get in this fight that is happening with Payne and Pendergast.
Don't do that. It's scary.
You can still jump in there. The hell do that. You can still get in there with Area 45. Anything you need, it is 525. You've got about 4 or 5 minutes to get in there and get a bid if there's something here on this auction item, these auction items that you want. So keep rolling through here. As we appreciate everybody, this late kick in the last several hours, we need it. We appreciate everybody so much. The Houston Food Bank, it is so important to the city. It's so important in the work that they do. 1 million people they service in this city that they help, from people who really, really are food deprived to people who need help in every way. If you missed it earlier, the CEO, Brian Green, was on with us and really gave a good understanding of who they're able to help. Let's do this. Let's do this. We are close to jumping over what we did last year. We are close, and that was the goal today. So, again, 4 minutes. 4 minutes left here where you can still make bids on the auction page. Let's go ahead and finish this thing strong. We got about 30 minutes where we can really still do some damage. All of this is going to the great people at the Houston Food Bank.
Yeah, man. I can't even tell you all the different items that are happening, but make sure that you're on this page right now. Make it happen quickly, really, really quickly, because we're not playing. 5:30 and double zeros, and this thing is shut down, and we're so excited to be able to do this for you, and hopefully you've gotten a lot of enjoyment out of it. But I think, Ron, you're right. The big thing that, you know, we love the competition between shows, and, you know, obviously we have a lot of fun, but really, I still vividly remember it was a news item on social media about the need that the food bank had when it came to a shortfall within their funding. And I posted it, and you hit me up and you said, "You want to do something about it?" And I said, "Let's do it."
Yeah.
And that's all this came out of, was two people seeing in their community a need to be there. And we were just hoping that our desire to help Houston would match y'all's desire to help Houston. For the second straight year, I am dumbfounded by the ways that you guys have answered. And we're not done yet. Obviously, yeah. 3 minutes here, 2 minutes actually on the auctions, but we're going all the way to six. We're taking this wire to wire, and there's still opportunities to raise maximum money. I think we have an opportunity to break 30,000 and maybe even more still here. So we will take anything. We will take everything that you're willing to give us for the Reggie and Ron Radiothon to benefit the Houston Food.
Shout out to Otis. Otis, who is, I guess, 45 now. Yeah! Everybody is Otis. Otis coming in hot. Again, with another bid. We've got 82 bids. Can we get this to 100? Can we get that to 100 and get this number rolling? Again, you got 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes over here that you can make bids right here on our auction page. Less than 2 minutes left to jump in and make bids so we can continue to help with the food bank. There are still options there for you. We appreciate, again, everybody and all the work they have done to get.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Get us to that spot. Okay, we're about 30 minutes. This is a big time. Last 30 minutes, we need a big push here, and it's been doable. The last about hour and a half. Did Messi score already again? Jeez.
This guy,
you gotta,
man.
You got to be kidding me.
This bleeping guy, man.
I mean,
Lionel Messi has 19. Scored on Cape Verde.
I think he is. I didn't think anybody else could score on Argentina. Unless it was Manu Ginobili. I didn't think it's either Messi or Ginobili. Those are the only people from Argentina that can score.
There's some really good other Argentinians, but I'll let the point stand. Right. Yep.
He beat Team USA by himself one year. But here we go. Less than a minute. It will close at 5:30. Let's get your last second bids in. Do your thing right there as we greatly appreciate everything everyone has done. And at this point now, the bid portion of things are done. It is 5:30 now, and the auction page is closed. Damn, they hit them solds on there quick, boy.
Yeah, I mean, buddy.
It is out.
My goodness.
They get out there at 5:30 on the dot, Jack. I tell you
my
that.
My goodness.
There you go.
$4,595 was the final bid for Payne and Pendergast.
There you go, man. There you go.
What?
Yeah, man, that was a big-time push between those two. That's what it needs to look like. And I will say this, guys. If you... did not win a bid. If you were behind on the bid, you did not win whatever you tried to bid on in the auction item. Listen, obviously your funds are your funds, but it would be great that you could still help the Houston Food Bank by going over and donating that to the donation part of this. You can text Radiothon 26 to 71777. You can do that right now and continue to take those funds that you're going to use on the auction side, and you can put them right here to still donate to the people. So, again, text Radiothon 26 to 71777. We have 30 minutes to really get a great push here. It is doable with a late push. Let's get a great push here. We appreciate everything that everybody's done. Boy, I am. This is the second win right here.
As we keep pushing here, right? Obviously, we want to continue to raise a whole bunch of money. As we've said a number of times, every dollar that the Houston Food Bank gets, they're capable of getting three meals done. And that's something that this is ultimately what we care most about. And so, Ron, in that end, and for charity, remember, I'm saying that this is for charity. That's the preface here. Do you think I could use the probably afterglow that is happening with Sean right now to my advantage and see if like every person who from this point to the end donates like $100, I can make Sean cameo video them? Like, do you think I could make that happen?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he'd be down.
I feel like I could get that done for you. So if you at this point want to help us really blow this out of the water, if you can find a way to put $100 down, Send me an email of a screenshot, and I will force Sean Pendergast to record a personalized video for you. I haven't even asked him if he will do this, but I'm going to bully him into it.
Damn. You're going to bully him into it?
Why for not? Charity. It's for charity.
I hear you, man.
It's for charity, though.
Whatever it takes.
It's charity.
We got 30 minutes. Whatever it takes.
It's charity. That's why. All my bad behaviors today are for charity. Okay?
Shout out to Ivan. Shout out to Brandon for their donations as well. And right now, man, this is the last stretch. It's 5:32. We're going till 6 o'clock. The last stretch. Again, text Radiothon 26 to 71777. Or if you need so, you can text in the text line 713-572-4610. And Reggie will personally hook that up for you. I see Figgy is the one who won them Tyson gloves.
He won the Tyson glove.
I see you, Fig. There you go. Figgy got in there.
That's one of the things I'm excited for. Like, this is a really cool addition this year. Is that not only do you get the good feelings of, man, I did something really awesome for my community. You get the physical representation of that for forever, man. He gets to I'm excited next time I go to Fig's house. To see where he displays that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see him put that in a case on the kitchen counter. You know what I mean? I want it to be in a
absurd place. That was one of the ones that caught my eye immediately. Like, damn, look at that joint.
Yeah, but the thing that I say is because we're the ones who put this together, y'all got to let us come over and see him. Like, y'all got to let us come over and see the various different items y'all won. Like, I want to see that Yordan bat.
Pictures with him.
Yep.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a. Yeah, that's wild, man. This has been a wild last several hours. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you guys running with us and rolling with us. It's been a good time. Again, as we said, the auction side is closed. If you are still wanting to donate and you did not win the auction prize, you got maybe outbid, you can come on over to that donation side and drop some over there, man. All of this can be helpful to the Houston Food Bank. Reggie keeps making these faces like we just got some big news. What you got?
I mean, these are things that I'm working on to just try and, again, bully various different people into doing things. If you love Juan Baby Bull Diaz, right, a Houstonian and a championship fighter, I've gotten assurances that my associates will bully him into doing cameo type videos for you if you put on $250. See, like this is how we do it done. We bully our friends into doing things for charity. So, like, just again, letting you know, these are things that we are all very willing to do. We are willing to bully our famous friends in order to get something done for you to raise money for the great people of Houston.
And Reggie has refused to use the restroom, guys, for the
12 hours. That hasn't been for charity. That's not charity. That's just I'm built different.
Because he wants to be lined up and focused, and he's an idiot. But he has refused to use the restroom. I am going to go to break because I have to use the restroom. So while I go use the restroom and while we're going to break, please, let's get these donations up, baby. Let's get them up. We got 25 minutes. Let's get these donations up. Again, you can do that. You can do that by going right and texting Radiothon 26. Radiothon 26. All one word, 271777. Let's push this thing up, baby. Let's get this final push, the final 25 minutes right here on the Reggie
and Ron Hughley.
Twenty minutes, the final kick as we are here on Sports Radio 610. Guys, we've been here since 6 a.m. Myself and Reggie, we've been here. This is the second year as we have done our Reggie and Ron Radiothon, and we are 20 minutes left. 20 minutes left in this thing. And my guy said, hold on, show. Hey, buddy, this is Steve, the old beer truck guy. I've been listening to you since you've been here. I did not get paid. I do not get paid until Wednesday. How can I help? Then, hey man, you do whatever you can. You do whatever you need to do. Hey, you just reaching out, and letting us know, man. That's a big thing. That's a big thing, man. And do your thing. And by Wednesday, if you could reach out and give whatever you can to the Houston Food Bank, that would be huge. Again, obviously, we're raising this today, but. That doesn't mean we don't care after today.
Right. No, the food bank still has the same mission all three other 364 days of the year. In fact, one of the things now I want to do now that, and we're not done raising this money, obviously, we're going all the way till six. But I mean, if you see the vision, I kind of want to get some of the fans together. I know that I'm going to try and do this and actually go and volunteer in person with the food bank as well. Like, that'd be a cool thing to be able to do as well. But for the time being, like, something as small as this made me smile. Shout out to Felix, who, you know, and I don't mean to put you out here like this, Felix, but it did make me smile. $5 donation.
And
that is not nothing at all. I don't look down at that at all. That is so incredibly selfless and helpful. I appreciate you, Felix, just like I appreciate you, Steven, Taylor, Brandon. And I mean, we've tried to make sure we shout all the names. I great apologies if I didn't say the name, but please know there is great appreciation from us here in the building for all of us that tapped in, whether, you know, it was the guys on 610, the guys from, you know, the Texans broadcast. I know even Henry Toto looking at this and seeing the great thing that you, not us, I mean, we're here, we're chopping up, we're having fun, we're talking, but you have done today by making the active decision to support your local Houston, your fellow Houstonians through the Houston Food Bank.
And let's not stop right here. We still got another push here. Let's not stop as we continue to roll through, guys. We want to hit this number here. We want to hit as high as we can hit. And
I did promise you I will make Sean give you a personalized cameo if you still put in another $100 at any given point in this last 20 minutes. Yeah. I'll make it happen.
Make it happen. Let's hit it. We're less than $300 away from getting to 11,000. Let's hit that and keep moving through. Here live right here on Sports Radio 610 as we will go till 6 o'clock. You can keep putting your donations in. If you're looking about the auctions, that ended at 5:30, but
let us know what you got.
That went well.
Let us know what you got if you won. I'm kind of curious personally.
We know Figgy got the Mike Tyson glove. And
what are the chances Figgy puts his hand in there?
I mean, I think you got to, right?
That's, I always wonder, right? With people that get memorabilia
unless you know that he didn't fight, or he didn't fight in it. Like, if he fought in it, you can't put your hands in it.
Right.
You messed that up.
I hadn't even thought about it. I don't know that it's actually a fight used, but I mean, it's got his autograph on it.
I'd say put it in there. Put your hand in there. That's what I'd say.
Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that.
Put your hand in there. Yeah. Do you think? Yeah, man, this has been a lot of fun. A lot of fun to do here, and it when we get here at 6 a.m. and this feels like it is so far away. But man, it is the final few hours here have been amazing. As we've talked sports, charity, and just had a really good time. Again, please text Radiothon 26 to 71777. That is how you can donate. 15 minutes left. We have 15 minutes left, Reggie.
Man, it really is crazy that it feels like we were just getting here and I was just eating the 3 bananas that I brought for some reason.
It's disgusting.
It was fantastic. Honestly, I think it was one of the reasons why I made it.
It's you. Just, bananas in general are disgusting.
Ah, okay. But I did want to take a second, and I know that this is not going to be everybody. And I know I already sent the link. Very good.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
But shout out to Champ Slice, who's literally been with us wire to wire.
Yeah, he is, man. He did it last year.
Did it last year as well. I appreciate that as well.
How was that brisket, by the way?
Yeah, Champ? Let us know, Champ. You can't just... he did say I think it was a little salty.
Did he? I also want to send a shout out to Otis.
Yeah, Otis, who is indeed 45 years old. Shout
Otis
out to
came
Coach
back. Coach Otis came back with a second donation.
Just so shout you knew that he was young and spry.
Yeah, he said he still got it in him. Appreciate that.
And then Rob made it 11 hours. Like, that's not nothing either. I don't want to make it seem like if you don't go wire to wire, it's nothing. Rob, our YouTube chat has just been popping the whole time. Y'all have been rocking with us on the text line. It has been incredible. Do we need to hit the thank yous again? Do we need to hit them all? I do want to
I don't think we can stop enough.
All right. At very least, I want to thank some of our partners that have helped us do this. So obviously the dinners that we're going to have, they're set in stone. However, we want to appreciate Carrabba's for hosting the dinner with Payne and Pendergast. Much appreciation to Federal Grill for hosting the dinner within the Loop.
Yep.
And then very much appreciation to Oak and Iron for hosting the dinners with The Drive in Area 45. Thank you so much to Cormier's Kitchen for hosting the dinner with Figgy and B. Scott, which they provided the VIP football experience. And let me tell you, y'all whoever won that package, steal of the day. You'll get what I mean. Of the day. And then also, again, thank you so much to A1 Check Cashing for also matching 1,000 in the drive's time slot today. All of them helped us a great deal with what we were doing today, and we don't take that for granted either.
Yep, Chuck, we appreciate you. He said he goes wire to wire every single day, including Area 45. We thank you, Chuck, and everybody else who rocks with us. But again, guys, we got 13 minutes. Come on, y'all. 13 minutes. Tell some friends. Tell some folks. Let some people know. We're trying to get, man, we're under $300 to get to 11,000. Let's get there. Let's get there as we still have a little bit of time left. And again, you need to find out how to get there. Text Radiothon 26, RADIOTHON 26 to 71777. Let's finish this thing with a flurry. As we've had a fantastic day, A lot of people are starting their vacation, and on the road, and probably doing things outside of the norm, which maybe some of you aren't able to get to the radio or get to the app as much, and you still have done an amazing job.
No, it's been absolutely incredible. It's moments like this that you think of all the time that we spend on these airwaves talking about the Texans and CJ Stroud and the defense and talking about the Astros and Joe Espada must go or whatever, talking about the Rockets and how you feel about Rafael Stone. This is where those things that are, they're significant to us as sports fans, but relatively insignificant in the grand scheme of things. it's kind of cool that we build a community around the insignificant things, and then we can come together to do something significant, like look at our fellow man in Houston and say, how can we be of service to you in this moment? And I think that this is the thing about this particular event that we've been doing, and that I can't wait to expand in years to come, that really makes me incredibly happy. Like, again, sports, it's the candy store life, right? It's the toy store. You go to go come over here, you have a little fun, but it's always fun to remember, man. Great things can come out of sometimes these places, and we appreciate you. One, rocking with us here at Sports Radio 610 and caring about what we care about so much as to show up for us in this way.
It's been awesome. Year two has been great, and this ain't the last year. As we continue, and we'll continue to do this as long as they will have us. So, by the way,
who's our best guest today?
All of them.
Damn it! I wanted to make a pick.
No, I mean it was just great.
Do you remember all the guests?
I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? And I don't remember all the people who have made donations, but Jay Quentin, I appreciate you just sliding in.
Let's go.
Under the whistle. We got 10 minutes, folks. 10 minutes, all right? 10 minutes. We're 200 away. 200 away from getting to 11,000. Let's get out of here with at least 11,000. Now, if somebody else want to drop in a little bit more, that's fantastic. But let's,
because we like the kind of jingles. Well, we'll take the kind of jingles, but we like the kind of folds.
There you go.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Throw it in there. Mm-hmm. Throw it in there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our boss Parker Hillis up here during his holiday working.
Yeah,
it's hard. Here, speaking of the devil, here he is coming in with a check. Right here is
we got a big reveal on the number.
And listen, this number is going to keep moving because we still got 10 minutes right here. He must have heard himself being talked about. He came rolling through. Go ahead.
I know how this goes, guys. Now, look, we, as you mentioned, Ron, this is what happened to us last year. I announced the number, and then I think afterwards we got like $3,000 or $4,000 afterwards that we had to add on in hindsight. But first and foremost, credit to you guys for doing this again for a second straight year, putting 12 hours of your time on air here. Credit to our listeners. Thank each and every one of you. I know you guys have said thank you. I'm going to say thank you as well for partnering with us, for listening to us, whether it was for a minute, an hour, or the entirety of the way. You guys are why we do this. Houston is why we do this, and you guys as part of this community is what makes us show up here to work every day. And without further ado, our total raised to this moment, there may still be more coming in.
That's right.
$23,950.
There we go. Man, that's a lot of meals to the Houston Food Bank that I am certain they will use. We know they will use and put to good use. And we appreciate everything that everyone has done. We still have 8 minutes, though. We still have 8 minutes, and I see somebody else just chimed in, so that number is going up, and it's been a beautiful time. We appreciate you, Roderick, for jumping in as well. So you can keep jumping in, and we're nearing that 11,000 mark as we still have some coming in as well. But a big day today, Stephen. Appreciate you jumping in as well. A big day here today on the drive. Again, man, we appreciate everybody here. Brian Green, the CEO, yep, who stopped by and really gave us an understanding. We just jumped over that $11,000 mark. We are 93 donations thus far just on this page. That doesn't even count all of those who made bids, which ultimately are donations as well on the other side. Shout out to Kyle for just sending us over the $1,000.
Let's go.
Right here on this side of it.
No, thanks to Seth. Thanks to John Harris. Thanks Absolutely. To Clint. Thanks to J-Lo. Let me see. Thanks to B. Scott. Thanks to Figgy. Thanks to Jesse.
Watt.
Thanks to, let me see, Luke. Thanks to PC. Thanks to, you know, Ben. Thanks to Bryson. Thanks to Byron. Thanks to everybody that's been a part of making this go.
Henry Toa Toa for jumping on with us. We appreciate you. Yeah, man, it's been a good time. Again, you still have 7 minutes. You can still give. Please text Radio Fine 26 to 71777. You still have time to jump in and help this great cause. Reggie, I appreciate you, man. Much thanks to you for making this ride with me. Go use the restroom, man. This is crazy.
I will once I get home.
I know you, man. Enjoy your weekend. Byron, as he said, we appreciate you jumping in. Ben, starting things off. Bryson, as well. And to everybody out there, we appreciate you. Great, 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 great day. Great, great work. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
We love you, baby!
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.